My very good friend and guest today is John France. Now, he is a lecturer at UWE, the University of the West of England, in drawing, I think. Is that right, John? Tell us a bit about yourself. How did you end up at UWE?
Oh, well, that is a very, very long story and a very long journey. I work for UWE Bristol, and I've got three roles, effectively. I am an artist, and I was trained as a painter.
Right.
Back in the way, way, way back in the distant past, like 1976.
Ooh!
So, I'm still a young artist. I'm also, of course, an academic.
Right.
My role at UWE is as an academic, and that means a range of teaching and research.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the third role, I have three heads. The third role is I'm an independent curator. So I organise exhibitions, facilitate ideas through exhibition, conference, publication. So three kind of quite different roles which have little areas of overlap too.
Right.
So not strictly painter, stroke, teacher in an art school. Quite a different range of stuff.
Right. Well, we've brought you along today, John, because what I'm trying to do with my show here at Thornbury FM is just to first of all encourage the audience out there to get them out and about to experience all things cultural, and hopefully with the help of people like yourselves to get them armed with perhaps a few questions that they can keep in the back of their mind. To ask themselves, perhaps if they're at the theatre or listening to music or going to a gallery, to sort of help them see a little more or appreciate a little more what it is that they're experiencing. But we'll come to that in just a minute. What I want to kick off with really is, well, what is art? I know it's an old question, but I mean, okay, we could go right back to caveman drawings as a sort of an art form there, but where are we today? With a lot of installations which people become very confused about, artworks which are quite frankly just a plain white screen or a plain white canvas, that sort of thing. So given that that's where we are now, how did we get here, do you think? What's the sort of the timeline of art as we've come through the centuries?
Well, I think what we've got now is something which really reflects our society in many, many respects. We're now in a period of postmodernism.
What's that?
Thank you for all the small questions. we are now... The history of art is a big story.
Right.
It's a very big story. And the history of contemporary art is a significant long story.
Right.
Which starts around, let's say, maybe there's some beginnings with Impressionism, I think.
Mm. Now, they're very popular today, the Impressionists. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm thinking Picasso, Manet... Monet, the water lilies, all that kind of stuff.
Hugely popular.
But
hugely
weren't popular. They, at the time, like, people question, what on earth is this all about?
Well, the Impressionists were radical thinkers of their time. When their works were first shown, they were considered to be visually very radical, breaking up the picture plane with dots and smaller marks, less of an attempt to be photographic. Or just to depict or record, it was a radical notion to try and capture a sense of a place, an impression of a place.
Right.
So that was considered to be very imaginative and very different, and also interestingly, very shocking.
Right.
At the time.
Yeah.
It challenged many aspects of the art world. at that point.
Right. But
of course, what we have now, what we've moved on to now over this period of time, is a menu, a far greater menu of possibilities that are allowed and that are considered to be art.
Right.
And this could really be tracked down to really seminal figures like Duchamp, who made all kinds of pronouncements, like a urinal is a work of art.
Right, yes, I got
or
to...
that the artist nominates what is a work of art.
Right, so it's today you're saying that it's the artist who declares what is a piece of art. Is that right?
Yes, I think that's true.
So, I'm the novice here, John. You've got to help me out. Okay, I'm thinking perhaps the listeners will remember this,
yeah,
but the Tate Modern, or the Tate Gallery, rather,
yeah,
invested public money,
yes,
in a pile of bricks.
Now, yes.
Why?
I think what you have to, I think what you do have to bear in mind is that contemporary art, one of the targets, one of the challenges, I think, of contemporary art is to push our boundaries a little bit, our visual boundaries and our philosophical boundaries about what objects can be, what they. Those pieces of work by André really are about challenging notions of sculpture,
right,
of what can be sculpture, what is sculpture. Remember that once the brief had been opened, that anything is possible, then all kinds of creative responses came from artists.
Right.
And I think society really needs the challenges of artists like André and maybe Tracy Emin now and Damien Hirst and all the other generations which have followed, challenges which make people rethink the world they live in.
Right, so they're...
And I think that's a prerequisite for me of art, is... it must challenge my perceptions and the way I see the world I live in.
Right. So
that would be one of the things that I would require from good art.
Right. And that's the kind of question that perhaps when us novices, if you like, the uninitiated, when we go in a gallery or see an exhibition, that's perhaps one of the questions that we should be asking ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are two things to it, Tony, to be honest. One, I think, is you've got to be prepared to do a little bit of legwork to understand
art. Yeah.
You don't assume by lifting the bonnet of a car and looking at an engine you understand how it works. And it's the same with a work of art.
Right.
You know, the viewer does have to put time in to understanding what they're looking at. In fact, I have a law...
Right.
This is a natural law of art making for me.
For making art, this is.
Yes. I believe that for every hour that I put in to making a piece of art, a painting or a drawing, that a viewer has to put the equivalent time in terms of looking. So, for me, good art will demand off the viewer. It will demand that they look and rethink their world.
Right. So
it's meant to challenge you on lots of different levels. Now, there are lots of different genres at the moment and lots of different philosophies about art making.
Mm.
But that would be one of my primary...
You remind me a little bit of an old cartoon I saw. I think it may have been in Punch or Private Eye or somewhere. Anyway, there's a sculptress, a lady sculptress, female, dangling on a little... plank of wood suspended from a rope 60 feet up in the air, chiseling away at a gigantic piece of granite, and she's chiseling out Brad Pitt's backside, and the little caption underneath says, "I don't know much about art, but I know what I like."
Well, yeah,
so
okay.
So people should keep their minds open to have it pushed around or jiggled about a little bit by an artist, just to sort of...
Well, I think
are they trying to get a response from the viewer, or are they saying, this is, you know, what...
I think as a viewer you have to overcome some fear and suspend some beliefs to look at art.
Right.
I think anything which is challenging or maybe taking you onto new kinds of territory, thinking and looking, is going to always be the butt of some fun.
Right.
I think that's how we deal with it in our society. You know, we tend to make fun of things if we find them challenging or fearful.